Americans hurt in last week's Iran attack.
They're being screened for traumatic brain injuries.
Evidence on the eve of impeachment trial.
Democrats say it's explosive. Republican senators are much more skeptical.
History in the dugout.
First woman in MLB history to be a coach is big.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Iran's supreme leader used Friday prayers to deliver a scathing attack on the United States. Ali Khamenei asserted God is on Iran's side, and last week's missile strike on U.S. bases in Iraq was a slap in the face of an arrogant power. CBS's Holly Williams is in Baghdad.
He called President Trump a clown, and he warned Iranians that President Trump would, in his words, betray Iranians while claiming to support them. That's clearly a response to President Trump's tweets in support of anti-government protesters in Iran.
The raging rhetoric comes as new information emerges about the impact of Iran's missile attack. CBS's Cammy McCormick at the Pentagon says it's now been revealed that nearly a dozen Americans suffered injuries.
The U.S. Central Command says several American troops were treated for concussion symptoms. They're still being assessed, some in Kuwait, some in Landstuhl, Germany. All are being screened for traumatic brain injuries. The military says they'll return to duty if they're deemed fit. The administration had said no Americans were harmed in the Iranian strikes.
And officials also insisted there was several hours warning, allowing troops to take cover. The Senate laid the groundwork yesterday for President Trump's impeachment trial to begin next Tuesday. CBS's Nancy Cordes says lawmakers are digesting the claims from Lev Parnas, the indicted former Giuliani associate who implicated the president on activities in Ukraine.
President Trump has repeatedly denied even knowing Parnas.
I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him.
Parnas's lawyer responded with video of his client with Mr. Trump at Mar-a-Lago back in 2016.
Every time he says that, I'll show him another picture.
Democrats say the new evidence is all the more reason to hear from the witnesses they requested.
In America, trials have evidence, and cover-ups do not.
Senate Republicans say it's not their job to reinvestigate the case.
The job is to respond to what we've been given in the case that was built by the House.
Well, CBS's Jan Crawford says the trial will put attention on John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States.
Unlike most trials where judges are in complete control, here it'll be the Senate that has the first and last word. Jeff Rosen, president and CEO of the National Constitution Center, says Roberts' role is to be a symbol of neutrality.
To be accepted by both sides as fair, as not favoring one side or another.
Sitting at the center of a political fight poses a unique challenge for the 64-year-old Chief Justice.
It's all the more important to have a figure who is recognized by both sides as above politics.
Harvard Law School's Richard Lazarus, Roberts' longtime friend, says the chief may see the trial as an opportunity
to show the American people the nonpartisan nature of the way the judges and justices work.
Well, now to Richmond, Virginia, where CBS's Jeff Pagaz is covering the arrest of three men, apparently with plans to head there for a pro-gun rally.
The men are alleged members of the base, a neo-Nazi group that advocates violence against minorities, while rallying around slogans like Save Your Race. Investigators allege the men had built a functioning assault rifle and had recently bought more than 1,500 rounds of ammunition.
A gun rights group, meantime, is challenging the ban on guns at that Monday rally by Virginia's governor. Yosemite National Park says about 170 people who visited there in recent weeks have gotten sick with norovirus symptoms. Park officials are investigating and cleaning areas that draw the most people. It's going to be a messy weekend for millions of us from the nation's midsection and into the east. WCBS-TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn is tracking a major winter storm.
The worst of it looks to be probably around the Dakotas, and tomorrow, blizzard warnings will go into effect. Also, you know, eastern Kansas could see some of the worst icing out there with a quarter inch or more on everything, so driving nearly impossible.
Some rural towns in western Washington state have been without power for days after bad storms. A councilman says he may push lawmakers in Los Angeles to sue Major League Baseball, demanding it vacate the 2017 and 18 World Series titles. The Dodgers lost each time to the Astros and Red Sox. The managers of those teams have been fired in the sign-stealing scandal. L.A. fans say it's only fair.
The whole sign cheating and all that stuff, if that didn't happen, then I'm pretty sure the the whole World Series would have went a whole different way.
The Mets ousted manager Carlos Beltran yesterday. He played on the Astros in 2017, and Major League Baseball says it's found no evidence to support stories that Astros players wore buzzer-like devices under their uniforms to tip them on pitches. Well, the San Francisco Giants have hired Major League Baseball's first woman coach. Alyssa Nekin, who joined the team 6 years ago as an intern, will be an assistant in uniform under the new manager, Gabe Kapler. Her mother, Gay, is all smiles.
She really wanted to be an advocate for women and young girls. If you really want to and you work hard, you can do this.
The first woman to head up the Recording Academy has been placed on administrative leave less than 2 weeks before the Grammys. Deborah Dugan is facing a misconduct allegation from a senior member of the organization. She's been on the job for 6 months. For the second time, without any advance warning, the rapper Eminem has released an album. Here I am alone again, can't get out of this hole I'm in. It's like the this one is called Music to Get Murdered By. The music video depicts a concert shooting and is an appeal to listeners to vote and help change gun laws. It looks like there won't be a traditional sound when Britain leaves the European Union in 2 weeks.
Britain's bell ringers and its clergy have vetoed the idea of a national ringathon to mark the moment Britain leaves the EU.
I think to express a political point of view about it, instrumentalizing church bells to do it is pretty tacky, actually.
Bishop Alan Wilson notes British church bells are meant to ring out in moments of national unity. And Brexit, he says, remains a deeply divisive issue here. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This morning, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez salutes a man who transformed printing from a chore to a no-brainer.
Gary Starkweather revolutionized the copying process. When he worked at Xerox, he figured out how to override the paper-to-paper method and print directly from computers. The Xerox 9700, which hit the market in 1977, was one of the company's most successful products. Starkweather was 81 years old. His wife says he had leukemia. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Google's parent company Alphabet saw its value hit $1 trillion yesterday. It's the fourth American company to hit that mark. Amazon has since slipped back below that. Microsoft and Apple are still well above it. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.